From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that had rejected an Obama bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive changes. The president called it heartbreaking for immigrants.
Leaving the broken system the way it is, that's not a solution.
But Republicans like Senator Jeff Sessions, who spoke after the ruling, feel the decision was just.
President Obama says, American, you have no advantage. Business, you have no responsibility to give priority to an American citizen over somebody who's unlawfully here.
In the reignited debate over gun control following the mass shooting in Orlando, House Democrats ended their 26-hour sit-in outside the U.S. Capitol Thursday, singing the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome." Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the fight isn't over, vowing to come back after the 4th of July holiday and continue fighting for gun control.
How many more times do members expect it to stand for a moment of silence, and we do so reverentially and in a deep, prayerful way for the families? But that is not a substitute for the actions that are needed.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican, called the sit-in a fundraising stunt. U.S. stocks made their biggest gain in a month on Thursday as investors grow more optimistic that Britons will vote to stay in the European Union. Investors bought stocks and sold bonds, sending bond yields and banks higher. This is VOA. Immigration, sovereignty, security, and Britain's economic future on the minds of voters casting their ballots Thursday in Britain's historic referendum that by the end of the day will decide whether the country remains in the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez in London has the latest.
Many of the people I spoke to at the polling station said they have made their minds up for quite a while, despite what they said was really a great deal of confusion, lots of facts and figures being thrown out by both sides. Many people didn't know quite what to believe. They'd made up, though, their mind long ago. There was a group of voters who were undecided until just a few hours before the referendum began. And well, those people gave it some final thought, looked at the final arguments, and decided that they should vote because this is a historic election. It's the first time in more than four decades where the British people have a chance to directly say what they want to do about the European Union. And so this was something that that people really felt they needed to get out and do.
First Lady Michelle Obama will be visiting Liberia, Morocco, and Spain next week. The White House says Mrs. Obama will travel with her daughters, Malia and Sasha, and her mother, Marion Robinson. VOA's James Buddy is in Liberia.
Mrs. Obama's trip to Liberia, we understand, is part of the Let Girls Learn initiative. This was started in 2015 by President Obama and then First Lady Michelle Obama as part of the U.S. government's effort to address some of the challenges that are preventing girls, adolescent, young women from attending and completing their education.
Mrs. Obama is also planning to participate in a conversation in Marrakesh with adolescent girls in an event moderated by CNN. And a judge has found a Baltimore police van driver not guilty of all charges in the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, whose broken neck in police custody set off Baltimore's worst riots in decades. Six officers were charged in Gray's death, but only Officer Cesar Goodson was accused of murder. Gray was fatally injured after officers bound his hands and feet, and Goodson left him unprotected by a seatbelt that prosecutors say would have kept him from slamming into the van's metal walls. An attorney for Gray's family says they are frustrated by the verdict. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.